Hospitals in Onondaga, Oneida, Madison, and Oswego counties are among 35 in the state given the green light Wednesday by Governor Cuomo to resume elective surgeries and other treatments. All such procedures were halted last month to create surge capacity for COVID-19 patients. Cuomo says for many upstate counties, the time has now passed.
When you cancel elective surgeries, hospitals feel a financial pinch because that's where they make their money, is on elective surgeries. So for areas that don't have a fear of a COVID surge, we're going to allow elective surgeries to begin.
Of course, that was welcome news to Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon, who said at today's update that part of any restart is loosening regulations on businesses. That includes hospitals and public health concerns outside of COVID-19.
When people need a surgery because they're sick with something, nobody's getting voluntary surgeries for the most part. This really goes to getting furloughed employees back to work, getting other workers who are on the sidelines back to work, getting people who are sick the help they need.
Besides patients, hospitals have been suffering without those surgeries. Senator Chuck Schumer announced the other day, however, that hospitals statewide are getting $1.4 billion in federal relief to offset their losses. Upstate University Hospital will receive $20 million, St. Joseph's $11.4 million, and Krause $8.1 million. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.